Oh, it starts already?
Yes.
Mike's going to be so mad.
Mike's going to love this.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Like us. Subscribe to us. Let's start.
Close enough. At Comes Natural Pod. Anyways, Comes Naturally. We are...
Joe.
I'm Cody. Mike is absent. So here's his chair is holding Joe's backpack. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
It's actually being very functional because I have my battery backup in there so I can charge my phone.
Mm.
So
fancy-ass motherfucker over here with his backpack that charges his phone and shit.
Right?
Dang.
So I can get all my Pokemons.
All of them. Do you still have it open?
Actually, no. Oh. Like, I'm looking at the web. I'm on Kotaku.com. Okay. And
I thought you opened it. I was like, wow, this guy's sitting here with Pokemon Go open.
And you aren't?
No, I am on Facebook looking at a message I just got from somebody.
Oh, ooh. Fun times.
Eh, I don't care about that. Well, you're invited to volunteer this event. No, fuck you. If I was a nice person, I'd already been volunteering, wouldn't I?
Right?
That's the one thing I do hate about work.
They ask you to volunteer.
Always want you to volunteer. Like, do you have anything you want to volunteer for? I'm like, no. I'm selfish, apparently. I don't like people.
Best Buy does that? Well, they don't. They put it up to your for your opinion if you want to.
These motherfuckers are like, oh, you should. Like, I'm not going to say her name, mainly because I don't like her, but it's like, she's like, do you have any charity or, you know, like, organizations you want to try to support? I was like, no. No, I don't.
Charity. I'll take charity.
No, a charity, not charity. Like,
oh.
You have to give it to somebody. Like a charity organization, not just, oh, Joe wants money.
Hey, it could go straight to the Joe needs to pay off his student loans.
That's not a charity. That's a handout. There's a difference.
Semantics.
Yeah. Usually the money we give or the time we give doesn't go right directly to a person. And you are a person. Like, it was an organization, and then that organization uses that for things like painting school, like painting.
I can easily make up an organization.
It's true.
It's called Joco.
Joco. That Joco. Actually sounds like a company,
mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a very bad company.
No, it's not a bad company.
It's like the company that it's a not-for-profit. Non-profit?
It's a non-profit.
Not-for-profit?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Your goal is set because you're not making a profit.
Exactly.
At all.
Nope. Because all that money that I get goes towards my debt.
My debt. Debt.
Uh-huh.
The American way.
So, yeah. My debt.
Yeah, great topics.
Speaking of debt, there's nothing really that happened this week.
No, man. It's been slow.
I mean... We got the first reviews of Suicide Squad.
I was gonna say, this Friday is officially Suicide Squad, the 5th, when this episode will actually hit the airwaves or the internet waves. And so far, let me pull up the exact number now, since it's been over 24 hours since the embargo lifted.
And as of last night, because I'm guessing you're pulling up Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
So,
as of last night when we were sitting around this almost exact same time talking about it, Chris was wrong.
He said it went up.
So yesterday when we were talking about it at Wing Night, it was currently sitting at 36%.
Right.
When I first saw it, whenever I texted you around noon yesterday, everybody, it was at 37%. So by the time from noonish when I had lunch to when we met for Wings, it went down 1%.
Right.
This morning this afternoon we were talking to Chris at the comic book store. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
He said it had gone up to 38. I think he was looking at an old one because now it is 31.
Oh.
It is close to being the worst rated movie of the year. It's below Legend of Tarzan.
Huh.
It's below Jason Bourne's getting shit on because people apparently don't remember what Bourne movies are like. Some reviews are garbage. It's below Nerve. Which I heard was a really good movie, just not what everyone wanted, because everyone wanted it to be rated PG or rated R.
Nerve.
It's the one where it's the internet dare one. Where,
like, oh, yeah.
It was really dope. I was going to watch it today, but no show times were available.
It looks stupid to me.
That's why I wanted to go see it, just to see what it was like. I was bored and didn't want to do anything else.
Fair enough. What else was there?
I'm looking at the box office list right now. Legend of Tarzan is 35%. Nerves 57. Ice Age is actually 12.
Oh,
That thing must be garbage.
I'm surprised they haven't
gone. A kid's movie that's fucking 12?
Well, it seemed like every single one of those sequels has gotten progressively worse. And usually by now, they just go directly to DVD when they get that bad.
Yeah.
These ones haven't for some reason. They keep releasing them in theaters, but that's probably because kids clamored to go see them.
Parents like, fuck.
Yeah.
You little bastards. I don't think they say that to them.
No.
Some movie called Five Nights in Maine is 25%, so that's above. It's still above that.
Hmm.
That's it. I'm looking at stuff that comes out this week, the same week that Suicide Squad does. One movie I guarantee is going to bomb, maybe, it just looks awful, is Nine Lives. The one where Kevin Spacey gets turned into a cat.
Oh my god. I can't believe that he signed up for that.
Dude, he must be out of his mind. He's like, oh, I've done a bunch of Netflix, you know, award-winning Netflix television show. I guess I'll do a shitty fucking kids movie.
It looks awful.
It looks fucking god-awful. Like, this looks like one of those things that, like, Disney thought of in the mid-90s. That they're just going to put on TV.
Because they did think of that in the mid-90s.
Oh, fair enough.
When you have, what was it, the Shaggy Dog?
Shaggy Dog remake, yeah, with Tim Allen.
Well, no, the original Shaggy Dog was... Oh, yeah, I guess that was 80s, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, so yeah, the remake with Tim Allen was 90s. And now, hey, we're going to do Shaggy Dog.
But with a cat.
But with a cat.
The internet loves cats. Fuck. That's what
right?
That's their planning. So yeah, Rotten Tomatoes right now. Give Suicide Squad a whopping 31%. So either that dropped 7% from when Chris looked at it this afternoon.
I suppose it's possible.
Yeah, you know.
Reviewers Yikes. Finally getting through all of their reviews, finished, you know, sweating over the keyboards, typing everything out. Sweating not because it's arduous, just because
they're
most
fat fun. Fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah. And then finally submitting them to their, you know, website.
Wow, the number of reviews that have gone up in a little over 24 hours is staggering.
So that explains why.
121 reviews.
Okay, wow.
84 of them are rotten. So if you only go by top critics, 37 of 42 do not like the movie.
Wow.
Yikes.
Right?
Yikes, yikes, yikes. That's so... we're still going to go see it because I don't give a fuck what critics say.
No.
A lot of times, you know.
Because it's so hard to put a number to a lot of these movies, and I think that people get so trapped into it. It's a 5 out of 10, it's a blah, 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 even though it's like, but it wasn't a movie for you. That's the problem. You know, there's always going to be an audience for every movie, you know, like Ice Age. It's 12% on Rotten Tomatoes because it wasn't made for you.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too, about reviews. It seems like the people who are reviewing them don't always seem to be, like, a fan of that type of film.
Exactly.
Like, you have an old guy going to see a fucking, like, Japanese horror movie. It's like, dude, it's not made for you.
No.
Like, you're not even close to the type of people they were aiming for.
Nope.
You're a cynic. You're fucking old, so you've seen everything, air quotes. You get scared so bad you poop your fucking depends, so you get upset. Oh, it's not a good movie. No, it's not a good movie because you shit yourself.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of, like, horror movies, you should be able to review. You should be reviewing horror movies. If you're a fan of French dramas that are only played out with paper bag puppets, then those are the movies you should be fucking reviewing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be reviewing Suicide Squad.
No.
Because you were like, well, nope, characters didn't seem real, motherfucker. You watch movies with paper bag puppets.
Yeah.
That's an actual person. That's why you think it doesn't look real.
And you thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wish that reviewers would take that into consideration. Hey, maybe this isn't for me, you know. Okay, point out plot holes and stuff like that, because even I do that. I hate plot holes. But calling a movie, you know, not good because you didn't think that... the Joker wasn't in it enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Is not a review at all.
Yeah, fucking AICN.
That's taking your looking at the trailers and stuff and thinking, oh, this is going to be amazing because the Joker's going to be in it, and he actually ends up only being in probably like 10 minutes of the movie or so. I haven't seen it yet, But based on what people are saying, that's what it sounds like he's in it for, is very short amount of time. So I'd say don't base your reviews off that stuff.
Oh, man.
What?
So Rotten Tomatoes has an article. 24 best and worst DC superhero movies.
God, I'm guaranteeing you that the best ones are going to be some of the worst ones that are actually out there.
All right, so we'll go. Want to go from the bottom?
So starting at number 24?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. This movie came out in 1984. Supergirl.
Oh. Wow.
That is number 24.
Huh.
Yep. This next movie, number 23, came out in 2004.
They're Superman Returns?
Nope.
What came out in 2004?
Think Batman, but not directly Batman.
Batman, but not directly Batman, but was an actual movie that came out.
Yep. So it hit theaters.
Okay.
It's in the Batman world.
Okay.
Even though they say, it's not really.
I can't. Oh. Okay. Yeah, Catwoman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 23.
Never saw it, so that's why I don't remember it.
Number 22. Joe's second favorite Batman movie to hate.
The second favorite would be Returns. No, not Returns. Sorry. Forever.
Oh, this is your first favorite one to hate then.
I thought it was Batman and Robin?
Yeah, it's Batman and Robin. All right, number 21.
Should be Forever.
It should be. It's not.
How the hell is that so...
What's the worst part is it's not even fucking close.
How is that not, like,
dude,
next?
You're going to be so fucking mad when you see where it's at on this list.
It's going to be the top five, isn't it?
Hey, we'll see. We'll get there.
Throw something at the internet. Keep going.
All right. So number 21, Steel, with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, God, I forgot about that movie.
1997.
I liked it when I was a kid. I'm sure it's awful.
Yep. Yeah, I should do. We're going to click on the slideshow here. Because I want to see if it gives me tomato ratings. It does. Okay, cool. I was going by the list. So Supergirl is at 7%.
Awesome.
Catwoman is 9%. Okay.
It's respectable for that movie.
Yeah, you know. What do you think Batman and Robin is?
Well, it's higher than 9%.
Yep.
So it's probably like 10%.
11. You were 11. So close.
Okay.
All right. Next is Steel. What do you think Steel is?
13%.
12.
Wow.
All right. Number 20 on this list came out in 1987.
That would be Batman.
Nope. 89 would be Batman.
This isn't the campy Batman.
66?
66 no, Batman?
Because that would be in 66.
No, but there was another. There
yeah,
were, they did a bunch of movies. Okay, but it doesn't have to be Batman. It's just DC, which would be one of the Superman movies then.
It's the worst one.
Since they made like five of them.
Think of everything but Man of Steel, obviously. Think of all the ones they made. What is the worst of the first five Superman movies?
I can't remember the name of it. It's the one with the fucking cellophane S.
No.
No?
It's Quest for Peace. It's the fourth one.
God damn. Are you sure that's not Star Trek?
Quest for Spock.
Quest for Spock.
Or the Search for Spock or whatever it is. Yeah.
Or
no.
Peace. Oh, my God. That's
nope.
Awful.
The Quest for Peace. Yep.
I'm going to question whether I've actually even seen that one then.
You might
Which
not
one
have.
Was the cellophane one? That was three then?
Three, I believe.
Okay,
yeah.
So I pretty much stopped watching Superman movies at that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Speaking of which, oh, by the way, the Rotten score on that is 12. So it's tied with Steel.
Okay.
It gets a leg up because it's not fucking complete garbage. It came from something good. But
yeah.
Both of them were Superman movies, technically.
Because Steel. Yeah.
Yep. Number 19 came out in 1983. So 4 years difference.
It's another Superman movie, right?
It is.
Yeah.
That one you're thinking of.
Superman 3?
Superman 3.
Uh-huh.
Drastic jump, by the way.
What was
Rotten
the previous
Tomato?
One? It
12.
Was 12. So I'm going to go with 20%.
Go higher.
Higher? 30%.
26.
Wow.
26%. so much better, apparently, than Steel and Quest for Peace.
That's not asking for a lot, though.
No. That's like turning the lights on so I don't have to see the screen.
Right.
Makes it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. That is rough. Oh, and this one, of course, is a logical jump. I didn't think this would be this high on the list in general. 2011's the really very first time DC really missed, if you ask me, on a DC movie.
2011.
Yeah.
And they missed.
Oh, it's a huge miss. Like, they swung before the ball left the pitcher's hand. Like, it's still, like, resting in his glove. They swung so far.
That's awful. How would it not be lower on the list then?
Yeah, it's Green Lantern.
Oh, I totally forgot. I wasn't even thinking about Green Lantern.
That is a DC movie, yeah.
Yeah.
26% as well.
Wow.
Tied there with Superman 3, which most people think is the last Superman movie they made with Christopher Reeve, so they think it's the worst. But you got to remember Quest for Peace came out.
Because I didn't know that.
Exactly. Yep.
Was 5 then the Bizarro? Was Bizarro Superman? Or no, it was the... What was...
There was no 5. 5 was... fifth one was technically...
Fifth one was technically Batman. Superman Returns. Yeah. Okay.
Which is technically actually the third one.
Third one? Yeah. God damn. Yeah. So fucking confusing.
And this, the most recent DC movie that's out already.
The most recent one? Oh, that's not... So it's not Suicide Squad, yeah. Obviously, because it's... Gonna be a little higher than that.
Yep.
Batman versus Superman is what you're talking about. Still haven't watched it yet.
Rating, yeah, well, you're not missing much. Rating not that much better than the last two movies we just talked about, and not much difference between it and Suicide Squad. I'll give you that little hint.
Not much, so 32%?
Well, it's not much. It's Suicide Squad's still higher. And that was 31.
Okay. 30?
27. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. It's a 27 and play in 17th on the best and worst DC movies.
Wow.
This one made me laugh that it's this fucking high on the list. This movie was released in 1989. Now, let me remind you, what else came out in 1989 that's in the DC world?
Batman. Yeah.
This movie came out the exact same year, has a 33% Rotten Tomatoes score. What do you think it is?
Did they make an Aquaman movie?
They did not. I mean, not really in real life. They did an Entourage.
No, Flash was a TV show.
Yes. You're not going to guess this because it doesn't. People forget what it is.
It really seems like it's going to be a really out there one.
Yep.
Give me one more, like another hint.
Heather Locklear's in it.
Oh, that's not a good hint.
5 seconds.
I have four, no. Locklear in a two, DC movie one. In 1989.
Boom! The Return of Swamp Thing.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, dude.
I liked that movie. It's another one of those things. I don't equate Swamp Thing with the DC universe.
Technically, Vertigo.
Yeah.
All right. So here's Joe's number one hated Batman movie.
Fuck you, Batman and Robin.
No, Batman Forever. So. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is for this? And I'll give you a hint. The last one is 33, which means that movie is liked more than Suicide Squad, and so is this. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score of Batman Forever is?
I'm going to hope that it's 36%.
It is not 36%.
Then I'm going to go with it somewhere in the 40s.
Technically, yes.
40%?
40%. 40% of critics enjoyed.
And this is what's Batman wrong Forever. With the world.
That number's way too fucking high.
The number's way too high.
I can see a bat nipple in this picture.
I'm sure you can. I can see a bat nipple through your computer.
It's the best part is, I've never even seen this picture before, and it's the worst picture ever. It's Nicole Kidman with her hand on Val Kilmer Batman's thigh with his bulge pressing into her hip. His hand holding the cape around her and the other hand's out like this with the cape. It is one of the worst pictures I have ever seen for a superhero movie. Oh, it is fantastically awful. That was number 15, by the way.
That's awful.
Number 6 or number 14, also people forget this is a DC movie.
Well, you've already completely exhausted all of my other... I'm trying to...
This came out in 2005.
Okay.
So 11 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It is sitting at 46% currently on Rotten Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
And it was just recently a canceled TV show.
Constantine.
There you go.
And I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
The TV show was actually good, too.
Yeah. People shit on it, but both of them are really good.
Yeah.
I love this picture because it's Constantine using the cross brass knuckles to beat in Gavin Rossdale's face.
Which was dope.
Yeah, it's fucking rad. And his face is all
that fucking cross shotgun that he had.
Yeah, dude, fucking nailing bitches. Here is the most the biggest travesty of all DC-rated movies, because I thoroughly enjoy this movie. And they got shit on.
Man of Steel.
2013, 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. So technically it's positive.
Technically it's fresh.
It is fresh, but just by a slight margin.
It's not a bad movie. I only had one complaint with it, and that was it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This picture is weird because his suit looks super shiny, but it did in that movie anyways. Yeah.
And that's the thing I hated about that was that's the start of the whole, oh, it's too dark and blah, blah, blah. It's like, come on, guys. You really want to see the like cartoony, colorful?
They do. DC fans are that fucking stupid.
That's awful, man. That's awful. I don't want. I hate Superman because of that.
Yeah.
But when you bring him into a more real universe that they did with the Earth Ones or Man of Steel, makes him more human.
Yep.
I liked it. Yeah. Anyway, what's the next one?
So next one, number 12. That's 64%. This movie came out in 1982.
Ugh. 82. Another Superman movie?
Nope.
No. 1982.
The sequel was mentioned earlier, and you do not know it. That should give it away right there. The sequel was mentioned earlier, and you did not guess that one either.
I probably won't guess this one.
Swamp Thing.
Okay.
Swamp Thing, everybody.
I actually didn't know that Swamp Thing had a sequel. That it was
The Return of Swamp Thing is the sequel.
That's what I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 64%, so drastically higher than, obviously, its counterpart.
Yeah.
The suit is awful. This one, another one that people forget is a DC movie. This one came out in 2009.
Hmm.
It still is one of the most regarded comic book series ever.
That came out in 2009. Biggest comic book series.
I'll give you another hint. People thought it could never be made into a movie.
Oh, Kick-Ass.
Nope.
No, that's
Marvel, technically.
Yeah.
Icon, but you know, Marvel.
Yeah. Give me one more hint.
Because
it's just not ringing a bell.
Big blue balls.
Oh.
Come on, man.
I'm like,
I have to point them all out?
I literally see the one right there, the Watchmen.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder's Watchmen. Big Blue Balls.
Which was another really good movie.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I still obsessed with
that. What was the percentage
on that one?
65%? I would really have hoped it had been higher.
Yeah, it should have been higher because it was fantastic. The only real problem I have with it, and it's not even a problem, is like I would have liked to see it, is the giant octopus.
Right.
Scene instead of just the explosions from Dr. Manhattan's abilities, it was a giant octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that makes more sense than a giant octopus because if you just shoot it, it's going to die eventually. But
yeah,
I still like that visual from the end of the book. You open up the double-spaced bed and this fucking giant space octopus is just cut up by the buildings. That was fucking mm-hmm. dope. All right. The movie that started a fandom, released in 1989.
Batman.
What do you think the Rotten Tomato percentage is? What do you think the tomato meter is at on this one?
So obviously that one was 63%.
Yes.
So the next one obviously has to be higher than that. So I'm going to be hopeful.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
By the way, we're in the top 10 now.
I'm going to say 80%, somewhere in the 80s.
No.
My high?
Yep.
God damn you, people. So it's going to be like 75%.
72% on Rotten Tomato. For arguably one of the coolest fucking Batman movies. Granted, it is flawed out of the fucking gate.
It is.
But it is fantastic to watch still to this day.
I love that movie, and that movie, and even Returns, because people bash Returns like no tomorrow.
By the way, Returns has not hit the list yet.
No, which is really weird to me.
Yeah. Because routinely, you would think the movie that everyone likes the villain from the most would be higher.
Yeah, and that was the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Jack Nicholson literally made that movie.
Yeah. I literally bought the anthology or
anthology,
is whatever they called it, just for those two movies. Yeah.
And the cool ass box.
The cool ass box as well.
Did you get the one that was like all is a hard shell and like,
yeah, and it just the pop, top comes
so
off.
So dope.
I have the other two.
Are they still wrapped?
They're still wrapped. Well, no, none of them came wrapped.
Oh, they weren't wrapped inside? I thought they were. All right. I could be wrong. I don't own that one. I own a different
But the discs have never been removed from the...
I'm sure. But can you probably hit them now? They snap in four.
Uh-huh. I'd be fine with that.
But, all right. This was the return of the Man in Blue. That did not go over well. But technically, it's higher rated than the newer one.
Batman or Batman. I'm awful today.
Yep.
Superman Returns.
Superman Returns. The pseudo sequel, because Warner Brothers didn't want to make a reboot. They wanted a straight up sequel. Because why?
The more times that I've seen this movie, the worse it gets for
me. Yeah.
Because at least the first time I could go through it and I can watch it and be like, okay, it's a Superman movie. You know, he's invincible, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, I start realizing he never gets into a fight with anybody.
Nope. Fights a glowing rock island.
But he doesn't, like, punch.
His son does more damage to bad guys than he does to anybody.
Exactly. And it's the weird thing that I start to realize from that movie and how much I hate it just because of that. Because
he doesn't even fight the guys robbing the bank that are shooting a machine gun at him.
No. He just stands
Or the
there.
Guy who shoots a pistol directly into his eye.
Yeah.
Which is still one of the coolest fucking scenes ever.
It really was.
When you see the fucking bullet crumple on his fucking iris, you're like, dude, we're in for a fucking good movie.
Yeah.
And then it's straight downhill.
Yep.
Straight fucking downhill. Number 9 was Superman Returns 2006 at 76%. That is really fresh, by the way.
76%.
Jeez. Here comes everybody, apparently, not arguably, everybody's favorite not Nolan versus Batman movie.
So Batman Returns. Is
Batman
here.
Returns at 80%.
I liked it. It's usually the movie of those two that people just shit on because they didn't like one thing or another.
And this is to me, this is the campiest any of them should be.
Yeah.
Because Batman, 1989's Batman, was by far campier than this one.
Oh yeah.
But also that was so low budget, mm-hmm. and it was like made, like literally made on the skin of a dime, mm-hmm. that they had to cut a lot of costs. Like the suit they gave him was garbage. He could barely move in it. So when he fought, it was like,
oh, it's awesome because he's just like so stiff and moving around. And you talk about how he couldn't move his head left or
he
right.
Couldn't left or right. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So 1992's Batman Returns, then 80% Rotten Tomatoes, is number 8.
I still think that Batman should be above Batman Returns, but
I believe that is true because of the Joker.
Yes.
I think the ambiance of the movie itself
was absolutely
Batman.
Fantastic.
Yeah, very gothic, and obviously you get
Tim Burton. Their introduction of Batman in that movie was absolutely amazing.
In the background, too. It's like the best part is like he comes in the background, like drops in behind him.
Yep.
Oh, it's fantastic. Number 7, with the same exact Rotten Tomatoes score.
Okay.
Another non-Nolan Batman movie. Joseph, what is your guess?
Another non-Nolan.
I'll give you a hint. It was released in 1966.
Oh, fuck you.
Batman the Movie. That's right, buddy. Batman the Movie, starring Burt Ward as the Boy Wonder himself.
I call bullshit. How many accounts did Paul Dini sign up for?
No, it's not Paul Dini.
No, it's not Paul Dini. It's
Ralph fucking Garman.
Yeah, how many fake accounts did Ralph Garman make? And
80%, enough to move this thing to 80%. I own this movie for one reason and one reason only. It's hilarious.
Now, I will say, I watched all of the campy TV show, and I loved it. But to say that it's way better than some of the, like, than Batman? Batman Returns? No. No. Yes, yeah, I would absolutely say yes. It makes the top 10% of DC, or top 10 movies of DC movies.
Number 7.
I would say maybe 10, just because going through this list, DC has made some awful, awful movies.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like a thing of theirs.
But,
what's up?
I'm just thinking of, like, because you still have the whole Nolan Batman series to go through.
You're going to be shocked what's six through one, like 1 through 6 is going to kind of, not the order though. The order is you're going to get it. Like, you could probably guess Nolan's.
Yeah.
Right away. Like, you can guess which ones, what order they are in. Like, it just, I know, so I can't really give you my guess.
No, yeah.
But mine would have been, like, if I would have guessed, if you just said, hey, like, list both Nolan's Batman movies in the order you think Rotten Tomatoes would like them, I could guess it easily.
All right, go on to the next one.
Number 6, and people often forget this is an actual Batman movie, released in 1993 at 82%.
Actual Batman movie that was released in 1993. People forget
two theaters.
About.
It was released in theaters. People don't remember this, but it was released in theaters.
Two theaters, from what you just said.
No, not two theaters, but two like.
Oh,
it was
two
in theaters.
Theaters. Yeah, I was going to say not this the number. Was a really two, limited yeah. release. Mask of the Phantasm.
Yes,
I loved that movie.
Love
too.
That movie. 82% of Rotten Tomatoes. I think that's actually too low.
That is too low because that was a fantastic
low.
Movie.
The movie is fan fucking tastic.
Yeah, and that's mostly because it. Ties into the animated series. It was done by the same people.
Oh yeah,
it?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it was written by them.
Yeah.
The anime. If you guys know the history of Batman, the animated series came about because of Tim Burton's movies.
Mm-hmm.
It did so well. They're like, we need to capitalize on this. So they literally released. They designed, wrote, and made a Batman TV show cartoon called Batman Animated Series to release in prime time television, as in nighttime. I do believe it was at 6:30. Followed something else.
Yeah, it was in that weird, because it was like Simpsons and then...
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it was like, it hit and it was like on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a drastic hit, but because it was so late, kids didn't, like, they didn't have a chance to watch it. And that was really their market.
Yeah.
Because for some reason they thought they were going to hit adults with it. But adults aren't going to admit they like Batman, and they're not going to watch a cartoon.
Not at that time.
Either. Yeah. Now it's like fucking, you know, thanks Disney, it's normal.
Yeah.
So 80% I think is... way too fucking low for this movie.
I would assume that if you would have asked me that earlier, I would have assumed somewhere in the 90s.
Yes, easily.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie. Cracking the top 5.
Okay.
What do you think number 5 of the top 24 DC movies would be?
I would unfortunately have to say it's going to be one of the Nolan movies.
It is?
Probably Dark Knight Rises. No?
I think a little earlier. A lot earlier.
Batman Begins?
Batman Begins.
Really?
Batman Begins, 84% Rotten Tomato.
But this definitely deserves a 90%.
Yes, at least 90%.
And that should have been higher.
It is number 5. Number
4. Number 4.
What do you think number 4 is?
So we still have 2 Nolan movies and... I'm still racking my brain on what those other two would be.
Because we only have 2 more Nolan movies.
Yeah.
Two more Nolan movies. 4 more movies total to go through.
It's probably Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
At what percentage?
92%.
87%. Number 3. This is where it gets really easy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Is this going to be... the last Batman movie?
No. Think about all the movies we've gone over so far.
Uh-huh.
The 2 major franchises they have.
Yep. Batman and Superman.
Okay. We haven't seen everyone's favorite Nolanverse movie yet. Right?
Yeah.
We also haven't seen all of the Superman movies yet. How many Superman movies... starring Christopher Reeve, have we talked about?
Is this Superman, the first one? Superman 2.
Superman 2 is number 3 out of whopping 89%.
Wow.
Released the same year I was born.
Wow.
1981.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Number three. So number two is...
Superman?
Superman. What do you think percentage is? Okay.
Previous Superman one was 2, 89.
89. 3 years earlier, this movie came out.
94%?
So close.
93%.
93%. And number one, of course, is...
Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is
for 98%.
The Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight?
98%.
Wrong.
99%.
Wrong.
100%.
It is not, even though it fucking should. 101%. It can't go above 100. That is
bull
beyond
math.
Bull
fucking shit.
It's a percentage. You can't have more than something.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes.
No, it's actually...
110%. I'm giving 110% to the argument that it's 101%.
Well, you'd be wrong on both. Because you can argue... Yourself. You argued so much that 10% of your argument came out of my mouth, and it's still incorrect.
Ugh.
That's how a percentage would work if it was 110, by the way.
96%.
So close.
95%.
Still so close.
Fuck you. Going down? 94%?
Yep. It is 94% on the Rotten Tomato meter.
Who didn't like that movie?
Idiots.
Ugh.
Morons, idiots, and those guys who don't see well because they have those really thick glasses, and they're not allowed in theaters because it's too dark.
Focus!
Focus! You gotta focus! No, your glasses, A, are gross.
Yeah.
And B... NASA's going to be coming after you soon.
Yep.
Because the Hubble needs new lenses.
Yep.
Boom. There's your top 24 best and worst DC superhero movies.
I'm not very happy with Rotten Tomatoes right now.
No, Rotten Tomatoes is probably one of the worst things ever.
Or like rotten go fuck yourself.
Oh, go fuck yourself, he says.
Or at least the reviewers on it. So that, true. But that was just... Straight up critics review. That wasn't.
That's
like...
overall tomato meter. That is both.
Okay, so that's the combination of both.
Yes.
Okay.
So some of those are definitely skewed by.
By fans.
By fans. The
yes.
People who believe they're critics but shouldn't have the ability to add their two cents to an actual metric for these things.
Okay.
I don't like this movie because the color of his outfit was wrong.
Everything was too dark, and Superman snapped that guy's neck in the end. And that was just something Superman wouldn't do.
Ah. Yeah, fucking morons. The Joker wasn't really that funny.
Not really supposed to be funny.
He's not supposed to be funny. He thinks he's funny.
And he kills people.
Yes, you fucking morons. How the fuck is... How in the world can you rate 1966, the Batman movie, higher than Watchmen?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Because where that TV show, that TV series, does have kind of a special place in my heart because I used to watch it as a kid, there's no way that I can go back and say, yeah, dude, that's absolutely better than all of these other movies. Because it's not.
No.
At all.
At all.
Uh-uh.
Nostalgia alone keeps that movie above.
Well, like I said, I could definitely see it.
Definitely above some of those.
If I sat there and just watched this whole pantheon of crappy, shitty movies that DC has put out, I could definitely see it maybe being number 10.
Can you imagine if we did a marathon chronologically ordered of these fucking movies?
Okay.
Like, holy shit, dude.
Okay.
It means we start with Superman, right?
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We start with 66 Batman.
Okay.
You go to 78 Superman, and just from there, the cavalcade of shit that just follows that, and the sprinkling of good things,
mm-hmm.
is rough to even fathom.
I'm down for it.
Oh my god, dude! There'd be a section where like, yeah, and then be like, oh my god, when this is gonna end?
Mike's chair is down for it too.
Yeah, it is. Mike, that Mike's chair saying yes. That's like Mike saying yes. Let's do this.
Exactly.
You know what I do want to do? Speaking of movies, I want to torture you guys with. We should rewatch the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Oh.
With Marlon Wayans.
Oh.
Oh my god, dude.
Mike's going to kill someone.
It was on one of the movie cable channels the other day. I don't know why I was away from one of my normal four channels. But I saw it and I was like, "Oh god."
And you just have to watch it because
I wanted
it's so
to, but
awful.
I only had like 12 minutes left and I was like, "Oh, that's not enough."
Right?
And it, like with DirecTV, if you guys don't have DirecTV, If you have their Genie box, which is like their big high-end fucking recorder, they have this new feature they updated a while back where it will let you jump back to beginning of shows on channels you weren't actually on.
Mm-hmm.
Like it pre-records them. Like, and really, I think what it comes from is like stuff that's on demand, but it'll be in the guide, and you'll see a little arrow like pointing backwards.
That's pretty
so
dope.
You select it, and a little box will pop up on the screen. If you hit the rewind button, it'll jump to the beginning of it. It's like the cartoons, like Cartoon Network has it all the time with shows.
That's dope.
If it would have had that, dude, I'm like, I'll watch commercials because you can't fast forward once you start it. Because like any on demand, you can't fast forward, right?
Yeah.
Boom, I'd have jumped back. I was like, yes, give me. That movie is literally a fucking train wreck.
I know.
And it is a modern... I will say modern day. It's not modern day. It was like 2003 or something like that. I had to look it up. Actually, you know what? Let's look it up right now since we have...
It reminds me exactly of Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
And Mortal Kombat was... Well, Mortal Kombat, and then I'm also thinking of Street Fighter. Those movies, I love to watch because they're so bad. Like, acting's horrible. The biggest thing that always stands out is the clothing design is just absolutely atrocious. Oh, I think we should do that.
No, that's the...
Because they're releasing, they're in the middle of production or whatever on the new Dungeons & Dragons movie.
They're in pre-production, yeah.
With the Mr. Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Who apparently is a giant nerd because he... wanted to be in this movie. He loves playing Dungeons and Dragons. I will say, at least if he backs it, hopefully it'll be at least a decent movie. You know?
Yeah. He's really good about making stuff that he likes.
Yeah. The Witch Hunter was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Why is Rotten Tomatoes not pulling up Dungeons and Dragons?
Wow, did you find something that Rotten Tomatoes thinks is so bad it doesn't deserve to be on there?
Well, you type in Dungeons, and then Dungeons & Dragons PAX West, which is fan film, or not a fan film, but like a CG film that was released at PAX West, the gaming thing. But then also in the name of the king, a dungeon siege tale, the one with Jason Statham made by fucking... What's His Balls, the guy that makes all those awful movies... comes up, but it doesn't. So I'm gonna hit more results here. And
oh
see
shit!
If...
Was that a what's his name movie? U-Bowl.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons. There it is. 2000. It was 2000. This movie is so fucking awful. There's two metrics on this screen. Always on Rotten Tomatoes, there's two. There's critic scores and there's audience scores. Both of them
are bad.
Both of them are atrocious.
That's awesome.
I saw this movie in theaters.
I saw it on TV.
I saw it in theaters.
That's awful. You paid for it.
Yes.
I'm not that dedicated.
Ipso facto, you paid for it, but not in the right way. I paid legitimate money to see this.
Yes.
Back then, it was like $4, but whatever. I will start with the audience score. What do you think the audience score is for Dungeons & Dragons, released in 2000, starring Jeremy Irons, Marlon Wayans, that guy from The Mummy... let's see, who else is in this? What's that kid's name? Jeremy something? Not Jeremy. Go down. Justin Whalen.
I'm gonna guess 27%.
So you think audience percentage?
Yeah, is 27%.
27%.
Yeah.
On Dungeons and Dragons from 2000.
Yes.
You are incorrect.
High or low?
You are high.
I am high.
Yes. But not a scotch high either.
I'm super high.
Yeah, you're super high.
I am Colorado Rocky high.
Yes.
Okay.
You are weed is legal high.
Damn.
In at least two states I know of.
That's super munchies there.
Yes.
5%?
Nope. It is higher than that.
Okay. 8%.
Nope. It's in the teens. I'll give you that.
Oh, okay. That's good. 13%?
Keep going.
Really? 15?
Yep. Keep going.
Wow. 19.
Yes.
So I was kind of close with my initial guess.
Yep.
You know, it's towards
the 19%.
So that means that the critical score is going to be probably like 9%, 5%, something like that.
So close to that first guess.
10%?
Yes.
Wow.
10%.
It broke double digits with
critic
score.
91 reviews.
Wow.
82 of them rotten.
I would really love to see like the people
90%
that...
of critics who saw this movie... garbage in their eyes.
I'd really like to read the other 10% there that actually liked it.
Let's see if Let's just go by the nine. There's nine fresh reviews. They are from Fantastic Site or Fantastic, whatever these are. The Mari Movie Scope. That's a site or something.
Totally heard of that.
Yep.
Shake said no.
Jam Movies. That's a title of something. Jam Movies. That's the name of something. iFilm. That's a thing I've heard of.
It is?
Yep.
Huh.
Kansas City Star.
Wow. They have newspaper there?
Miami Herald. That's a legitimate paper.
That's a legitimate paper, yeah.
Associated Press.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a positive.
Bob Thompson, one of the highest rated, most regarded movie critics of all time. That's not Siskel and or Ebert.
Yeah.
From the Associated Press, gave this a fucking fresh review.
Wow.
South Florida Sun Sentinel. Seems made up. The Dallas Morning News. Joe Blow's Movie Emporium gave it a fresh. Those are all nine that gave a fresh review.
And I'm surprised by some of them. It is a legitimate publications.
And I don't know how this is. I didn't read the whole thing. Original score is a C+. So somehow it's
the music. Yeah,
basically. But it says it is a diverting adventure. That's not even the right adjective, I don't think.
No.
Okay. For visual thrills and fairy tale themes, this fantasy feature kicks the stuffing out of Star Wars.
Whoa, that's fighting words.
That's an actual thing someone says.
This dude is just joking.
And that's from Jam Movies.
Jammovies.com, I'm guessing?
I think so. I don't know.
I really want to go to that website.
iFilm says, really confusing and silly, but sort of cool because of it. How is that a positive review?
Because he likes how
confusing it is?
Yeah.
Bob Thomas of Associated Press, which gave this a positive review, an ambitious spectacle that should enthrall preteens and remind their parents of the innovative daring of the Star Wars movies. That is two.
That have mentioned Star Wars.
Yes.
That's awful.
Yeah. This is 2000. This is right before the prequels. Actually, no, this is in the middle of the prequels. Like, what the fuck, guys?
Well, I guess if you're comparing it to the prequels.
Yeah. The story often thrills with its message about the sinister homogeneity? I don't know what the fuck this word is. Of evil and how good can prevail.
Homogeneity?
I don't know what the fucking word is. Maybe. Prevail only if diverse types join together to do what's right. This is that someone has a thesaurus they just wanted to use.
Right?
An interesting tale that never bores.
Today's word is homogeny.
Yeah.
I will homogenize.
A splashy, silly movie that inexplicably stars Jeremy Irons but will delight 10-year-old boys across the realm.
That sounds so creepy.
Oh, my God. Oh, God damn it. These fucking people.
That's so creepy. Jam.canoe.com. That's the website for Jam. Movie reviews.
Really?
Yeah. And it looks like a semi-legit site.
I mean,
well, I say semi-legit because, you know, it's still up and running. I don't see any, like, users' comments on the reviews or anything.
What's the newest movie they ever reviewed, though?
1 second.
This would be fun.
Photos, celebrity news. Oh, this is an awful. This is an awful website.
Well, I mean, it does have its merits, apparently.
Apparently, yes. No, it's literally like that stuff, you know, when you go to yahoo.com and you're like, entertainment, movies, you know, or
oh,
you know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
blah, 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 sports. It's literally one of those movies. Suicide Squad.
Really? What? Oh, God damn it. What they say? Is there a rating? Do they have a rating system?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God. What is it?
I want you to guess.
Okay.
It's what, out of what five. Is it go? So out of five.
Going by the fact that he likes Dungeons & Dragons so much, out of five, they gave Suicide Squad a 3.5.
No.
Am I high or low?
You're low.
I'm low. Four.
Low.
4.5.
Yes.
Yes. First try. Oh, my God. Ugh, I love these people. I'm going to bookmark that. How was that? What? How did I? Oh, wow. Okay, that's going by. I forgot I was on Justin Whalen's page.
Here's why the squad rules.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a whole bunch of it. I'm just going to go over like the little titles because he's got number one, the looks. Number two, the Joker. Number three, the drama.
Ooh.
Number four, the soundtrack. Number 4.5, the sequel.
Wait, the sequel?
Yep, Suicide Squad sets up for a sequel and more in a mid-credit scene for a bad movie that... Sorry, what? For a bad movie that would be odious for this great one, Bring It On, and give Jared Leto's Joker even more to do next time around.
Oh my God, dude, this guy is literally I'm excited to see Suicide Squad because I want it to be good, even though the ratings obviously are tipping it the other way, but I said I would say the opposite about First Class after seeing it. But this is the problem with the internet, because this person or persons, actually I think the one on here, it was a girl, Liz Braun was the person who reviewed it on from Rotten Tomatoes. Does it say who wrote that review?
I'm looking.
Top or bottom of it?
Bruce Kirkland.
Okay, so a different person. I don't know if Liz Braun is still alive and kicking. Average, or agrees with tomato meters 73% of the time, she says on here. She, rating 4 out of 5 tomatoes, she gave, let's do the math here real quick. I don't know how this math works on here.
What?
Oh, this must be the tomato meter itself. That makes more sense. So she gave this person from that site, she gave Bad Moms 4 out of 5 tomatoes for Bad Moms.
Okay.
She gave 4 out of 5 for Ghostbusters. She hated Equals, but that movie's, you know, no one's gonna like that movie.
All right.
BFG, she gave 3 out of 5. She said it was rotten.
Huh.
Independence Day Resurgence, she gave 2 out of 5, said it was rotten. Of course, everyone else.
I like that movie.
I did too. I enjoyed it a lot. She apparently loved Neon Demon. I'm really getting a theme out of her reviews. Into the Forest, she gave 4 out of 5. A Bigger Splash, she gave 5 out of 5. I don't even know what the fuck that movie is.
Yeah.
She has not reviewed Suicide Squad. Does that make sense? So Jam's movie reviews apparently is a thing.
Jam.canoe.com.
So Canoe's the site that hosts it, obviously.
Yeah, it's canoe.com. So
yeah.
All right.
So for all your awesome movie reviews, guys, and people who love stuff so much they apparently just say, yeah, bring on the sequel of a movie that's failing. I'm pretty sure they're not gonna give it up. I don't know what happens in the movie yet, so I don't know if, like, Will Smith dies.
Probably doesn't.
Because Will Smith doesn't seem like a guy who dies in movies.
No.
He's not known for his sequels. He has 2 that I can think of off the top of my head.
I can't... Men in Black.
Yeah.
Are you counting both of those sequels?
Yeah. 2 sequels that I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah.
Because 3 is a sequel to 2.
Yeah.
So I look at it. because 3 was not good.
I was thinking franchise-wise.
Oh, franchise-wise, one I can think of.
Yeah, Men in Black.
Because they still have not done the sequel I want to see.
Which is?
Wilder West.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's a title for you. You're welcome.
More giant steel spiders.
Whoa. It's a mantis this time.
Oh, a mantis this time?
Way more terrifying.
Yeah.
Gross. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, all DC, all the time.
Yeah, some of the time.
Cinematic DC movies, obviously, are not that great.
Can we just have Marvel take over DC's?
No, because that would be a monopoly.
They'd also make good movies.
They would make good movies.
Like, just higher.
You gotta wonder how much control is taken or given to the creators of the movies. Because, like, you hear the bad stuff coming out of Marvel's camps, like with Joss Whedon and like Edgar Wright.
Mm-hmm.
But then the movies come out and they do really well. Age of Ultron, arguably not the greatest movie.
But still
good. A good movie.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking Justice League. Or Batman v Superman. I mean, what looks to me not a Suicide Squad. But it's definitely not a fucking Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And arguably everybody's least favorite of all Marvel movies so far, Thor 2,
mm-hmm.
The Dark World. Everyone labels that as the worst one, which is,
still,
I guess,
again,
really
not bad.
It's a good movie. So if that's the worst they do, it's like, well,
yeah,
okay. Oh, I'm sorry. He got a fucking A- in chemistry. My bad.
Yeah.
I should be astrology. That would have been better usage.
Astronomy. Astrology is the anyway.
Astrology, astronomy, same difference.
I think one of the biggest differences between the two camps now, because you didn't have Marvel movies back when Marvel wasn't doing them.
Yeah. I mean, you had decent ones.
Yeah, decent ones every once in a while, but that's the same thing that's what's happening with DC. I think because they're so tied to Warner Brothers.
But Warner Brothers owns DC.
Exactly. That's their problem.
Warner Brothers
thinks they know how to make movies, so that's what they do. But they don't understand that comic book movies are going to be slightly different than what you do with your normal regular movies. And there are absolutely, like, I'm sure that I'm going to go watch eventually Batman versus Superman, and I'm going to actually enjoy it. You know, yes, there's things that I probably would have wanted something else done. Yeah. But for the most part, I'm going to enjoy it. But going through this whole entire list, I think your biggest problem is that you have suits telling the creators what to do. And that's just not what should happen.
Nope.
At all. And Marvel is a great example of that, because you have the creators telling the directors and whatnot what to do. That's what you get into the problems with Joss Whedon and stuff. He had his own vision. Well, Marvel's like, no, this is our stuff. This is what we want to do.
We want your visual lens on our ideas.
Exactly. And I think that's what's working for him. So if Warner Brothers would completely allow DC to just do their own thing and build their own universe and have all those creators in there and not just bring on somebody who, hey, I like Superman, I'm going to make my own Superman movie and then we're going to make a franchise out of it. You know, that's a suit being able to tell other suits what to do. If you actually give it back to the creators and the people who actually run DC, then you're going to probably get better movies.
It's true. Creators supporting creators versus money men doing it.
Because that's another thing that they're saying about Suicide Squad, and I read in a couple of reviews here that that Warner Brothers was scrambling to try and make Suicide Squad better because of Batman versus Superman.
They automatically went to go adjust something that before, when what should scare you about DC movies is when it comes out saying everybody who made the movie really enjoyed Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, that's good. They like what they made. Well, they fucking made it, so they know they should like it because they made what they thought they were going to like.
Yeah.
So, yes, they're going to like it. If I paint a painting and I don't like it, I'm going to redo it, right? But if I make a painting and I think it's awesome, I'm going to think it's awesome every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I don't know how to do feet. Looking at you, you know who you are. So, yeah, all the people I paint are going to be standing in front of something that can't see their feet.
Yep.
But I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Other people look at it and go, that's one of the... That literally offends every part of my being. I'm like, well, that's art.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happens with DC. They're like, yeah, we're making movies. We like these movies. And then they come out. And the good ones, they float to the top.
Yeah.
The problem is... Like, for I'll give you an example, right? So you make two Batman movies with Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm.
They do terrific, right?
Yep.
He doesn't want to come back.
Nope.
So what do you do?
You go to Joel Schumacher.
Because that's a fucking brilliant idea.
Yeah.
So you give it to Joel Schumacher, right? He makes a fucking neon turd.
Yep.
So what do? Turn around and give him another one.
Yep.
And you increase the budget.
Mm-hmm. And you
what?
Get George Clooney.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Whatever, right? So you get this on the fucking verge of being one of the biggest directors of modern time, Bryan Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes two fantastic X-Men movies for another studio
mm-hmm.
that do gangbusters for a small budget with literally very unknown people. Like, Hugh Jackman, nobody knew who Jackman was
nope.
before he was Wolverine. Guarantee you. Then you take him like, you know, this guy's got a vision. Let's see what he wants to do. We want to make a new Superman movie. This guy's got a vision. Let's take our franchise and just push it through his prism.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't let him make a new one. We want a sequel
to
a movie that we didn't even let the original director edit.
Yep.
We're talking about Superman 2, by the way, guys. If you didn't know that, it was originally taken away from the hands of the creator.
Richard Donner,
who made the first one, which made millions of dollars for them and was a huge success, took that away from it because they didn't like the direction it was going.
Again, suits meddling yep. in something they shouldn't.
Took it away from him, edited it. Not the greatest, but not the worst.
Right.
It was still good, but you know, if you polish a turd, you get a turd. But if you polish a rough rock, you're going to get a crystal of some sort. You know what I mean? You're going to get a shiny rock, and
yeah,
that's better than
a
turd.
Right. Yeah.
Then... So you say, that's fucking 20 years later, right? Like, the math is somewhere in there?
Yeah, sure.
You come out and say, hey, we want to bring Superman back because, like, Batman's done well.
Yeah.
Right? People enjoy him. We don't know why. We do know why because we think they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give this kid a shot, right? But we're not going to give him free reign. We're going to tell him, hey, you have to make a pseudo-sequel that's not a sequel directly.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to reference anything from the past movies.
But it's going to be a sequel.
But it's going to be a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
All right, let's do this.
So then on paper, you're like, oh, okay. Bryan Singer made two awesome fucking Superman or X-Men movies, right? So he knows comic book stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he changed the stories, but they were still fun. They're
yeah.
good movies, right? You have Kevin fucking Spacey.
Who's playing Lex Luthor?
Fucking Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
You find this unknown kid, Brandon Routh, that looks scarily like a fucking Christopher Reeve.
Yep.
A little thinner. He's not as big, but
yeah.
you know, whatever. We're just going to give you a bunch of money.
Yep.
But remember, you have to make a sequel. But not a direct sequel, a pseudo sequel, but you can't remember. Don't reference Donner's movies. You can't do that. You're
nope.
not allowed to do that. It's a different world. But it needs to be a sequel. Go.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, don't make it violent. No, no.
No punching.
No punching.
You can have one guy assume that he gets killed.
Ugh. What a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
I'm all about, you know, these movies. Let them shine, like... When they first released, I think you can go back and listen. When they first told us they were making a Suicide Squad movie, I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
Out of anything that you really should be doing, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because you're coming off of Batman versus Superman. You're thinking that they're going to start doing some world building. And they are. They announced Wonder Woman, but I'm expecting, you know, maybe an Aquaman, maybe even a Green Lantern or something else, you know. that's going to tie into the Justice League movie that's eventually going to come out. But no, yeah, Suicide Squad. And it's so out of left field because it's going to be a lot of characters that not many of the mainstream people would know. Obviously, comic book people should know who these characters are. But yeah, it's kind of out of left field on that one. And hopefully it'll be enjoyable.
It's true. It's true. It's very true. I think it's good. We'll wrap it up at now. For Mike doesn't have a fucking aneurysm when he sees this come out on Friday. Basically, don't listen to critics.
Nope.
If you want to see it, go see it.
Yep.
If you don't want to see it and you want to wait for Redbox or whatever, however you get your movies,
do it.
Do it what you want. I'm just saying, enjoy it if you like, but give it a shot.
Look what happened to Ghostbusters.
Look what happened to Ghostbusters.
We went into it. I mean, at least I know I went into it thinking that it's not going to be a great movie.
I went in knowing I was going to hate it.
And I walked out of there absolutely loving it.
I walked out literally today. I was going to go see it again by myself. So yeah. Went there. I had to bring my dad somewhere. It doesn't matter. I was like, I'm going to go watch a movie while waiting for him. I walked in and was like, I'm going to go see Ghostbusters. Clicked on a little kiosk and it's like, hey, you missed the 11:15 show. Okay, whatever. Next, 2:00. Well, go fuck yourself. It is 10 minutes to noon.
Yeah.
Not waiting 2 hours and 10 minutes to watch this movie because he's going to be done before I even get a chance. I'm definitely not going to sit through a movie with him. That's impossible. But I was full bore to go see it again. And I do want to see it again. I want to see it in theaters. But, you know, there's some other stuff coming out. So what I'm trying to say is, kids, form your own goddamn opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't listen to critics on the internet. Go on there and see what they're saying, but don't let that form your opinion. Because I've been wrong several times myself.
Just try it out.
But just give it a shot.
Just give it a shot.
If you think you're gonna like it, give it a shot.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see movies all the time.
Yep.
And a lot of them I enjoy, a lot of them I don't.
Yep.
But I give them a shot. Mm-hmm. I put my $7 to $15
a lot of times, yes,
in there.
Yep.
Sometimes a little more.
Sometimes a little less.
Sometimes a little less. If I get it for free, I will go for free.
And that's my name in it.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm going to shell over my time and my money, I'm going to at least give it a shot.
Yep.
I'll go in and be like, yes, I will bitch and complain before I go in.
But at least you have seen it.
But I've seen it. And when I come out, I may be changed.
Yep.
A lot of times I'm not.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And on that note, kids, that is the end of it. Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike's Chair, and Cody. And as usual, you just came naturally.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
ridiculous.